KFW Mobile.
NXC Mobile, stand by just a minute, Ken. I'll be right back with you.
NXC, I'm back.
There you go. Of course, I was off yesterday and today. Today is actually Monday for me.
Oh, happy second Monday then.
Oh, yeah. Good. I'm pretty much miserable all day yesterday. I went to the melting pot, I don't know if you ever eat there, and just gorged myself. I mean, they serve you way more than you can actually eat. And then I got into the desserts and didn't stop. And wow, I'm still feeling the ripple effects of that this morning.
I've heard of that restaurant, but I haven't never been there.
Not experienced. You ought to go at least once. It's about, it's about $50 a person if you go like on a Monday, Tuesday, or Wednesday. And ladies' night out is like on Monday. So your wife would get a little bit of a discount. So it might be a little bit cheaper than that. Probably around $40, $45 a person. But it's pretty good. I like it. It's just way more than you could possibly eat.
I need to slow up on eating or I'll be as big as a house.
There, once a week. They gave us a ticket to enter into a one-year free eating at the melting pot. And I don't know if that's once a month, once a week. I don't know, but I couldn't eat there once a month. I'd be big as a house.
There's people that eat it at the restaurant where my wife works twice a day. 40.
Out all the time, but they cut coupons and go to these diners that had, you know, like a breakfast for $6 or something like $5, whatever it was, a couple eggs and toast, blah, 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 coffee. But they said it was cheaper to eat out. I don't know. I guess it depends on what you're eating and where you're eating.
A restaurant on 25 that, you can get breakfast, and it's like three eggs and potatoes and biscuits and meat and everything for like $5.50.
That probably puts me under there.
What's doing?
Any other guys this morning? I'm running late. Just got in the car about 5:28, so I completely missed him, and that hurt for me.
A couple minutes early, it looks like.
Antenna mounted on the roof of my house.
I have a good ground plane, right?
I guess so.
Better okay?
Yeah, I can make that repeater on a handheld in my house. The repeater, that's no issue. Tim and I talked on 5 watts all the way down on the other side of Whitehorse Road and I-85. I got some good coverage right there.
That ought to make some of the repeaters down in Greenwood then, right?
Yeah, actually, I can pick up D-Star there in the yard. I thought about taking my D-Star rig, which is what I got in the car, and seeing if I can actually hit Greenwood. I'm pretty sure I could.
They like that Mexican food you brought back?
I have a home run, and my builder came over the next night, there was a little bit of that chili, good grief, I can't remember. I think it's a Renault. that's what I said, Chili Ralph. He got a hold of that, the little piece that she didn't eat, and we're all going to try to make a trip over there one day. So let me know when. Reservation, East here?
No, that's a negative. KN4TFW.
Table seat 6 at a minimum. Not then. Won't be a problem. Taking 4 in that seat.
Press, I've turned left out of the driveway the last 5 days in a row. I couldn't believe it.
Just put a sign at the end of the drive with an arrow pointing to the left. Then you wouldn't have to worry about it.
Yeah, I know that's right.
Are they letting you start?
6:30, and at 6:30 to 4, and then I've only been charging them 8 hours. Just trying to get my feet up under me and try to learn some things.
That probably works out better for you anyway. That's kind of close to your old schedule.
Pretty close. And then, so they start rolling in about between 6:30 and 7. I think most of the maintenance guys and that start at 7. 7:30 meeting with the maintenance guys in the shop, and then a 11 o'clock meeting when one of the guys is there. But a lot of the office people are working like every other day, and then the days are not there, they're working from home.
Well, I mean, any will you be working at home at all?
Be kind of hard to do, I would believe. They send you out for parts, so I got to become familiar with Spartanburg.
There you go.
Evidently the wrong side of the tracks for me.
The GPS on your phone, you should be fine.
It's off of Mama's data plan.
On the old unlimited data with Verizon.
I'm set up like I used to use it when I was out there at Fabrical, and I use about 3/4 of her data in the first week. It's like, yeah, I need to change some settings on this thing.
Oh, wow. So they charge you by the minute after you go past that plan, don't they?
Unlimited data, they just slow you down.
Wouldn't need it, but, you know, a couple, 3 trips, and you'd get the hang of it.
Where the Home Depot is, so that works out.
You a little bit longer to get to work. Where are you working now?
Be about 35 minutes. Hunger in the morning. You know, it only took me about 25 to get there, going to Fabrical, going through town, and that especially early in the morning. But this takes about 35. But coming home is about the same amount of time.
Traffic better for you since you don't get on 385.
Negative. I think it's good until you get all the way on Wadehampton Boulevard to Welford. When you get to Welford, man, it just jams on the brakes.
Well, that congested up there.
Most major roads come together in the same intersection, and it just is, yeah, it's just something to see. It takes you about 3 tries to get through a red light, and then once you get through that, it ain't too bad. When you get on the interstate headed north there at Wadehampton Boulevard and the interstate, man, that intersection, it's so dark you can't hardly see to get on.
I never have been up there, you know, during the dark. About 30 seconds from being officially late.
How far out are you?
I just have... I'm coming up across 81 right here.
Route then.
Not terribly far.
Last night slowed you up this morning.
Oh, wow. You know, that was Monday night. And then all day yesterday, I was walking around with a basketball in my belly. And Like I said, I'm still feeling the effects of that today.
It's a lot more busy up this way, KN4 TSW.
Understand that. Being up in that, there's a lot of stuff happening up that way. Special plan today, KK4NXC.
Just some more learning, trying to get used to everything. I think I got a 3 o'clock WebEx. It's like new employee orientation, going over insurance options and stuff like that.
Guys seem to have pretty good chemistry down there.
Getting pretty good. I haven't seen any, you know, major breakdowns or anything like that. And everybody communicates on the radio, and it, for the most part, stays fairly quiet.
We've got a low employee turnover like they've got. That means that that's a pretty good place to work.
Looking for.
Turning into the parking lot here, I say 7-3 to you. I hope you have a good day and a safe day and enjoy your orientation there. And hopefully we'll catch you in the morning. Take care, Ken. Good talking with you, and I really enjoyed the other night at dinner. So have a good one. 7-3, KK4NXC, clear on your final.
Yeah, 73, Mike, you have a good one. Maybe there ain't somebody standing over the time clock beating you up because you're late. Hopefully I'll get you in the morning. KN4 TFW.